Kumuhula Robert Keanu Kaupu says his halau will look a little different this year. Missing will be the bright red lehua blossoms, typically worn at Merry Monarch by his dancers.
It's been a major concern within the last year.
Since then, a fungal disease attacking native ohia has gotten worse and is rapidly spreading to forests across the Big Island. Kaupu, like other kumuhulas, has made the decision to avoid using lehua and to stay out of infected forests.
I know where to go to pick. I know how to pick, and I teach my students as such. But I'm afraid to pick now.
For Kaupu, who grew up in Hilo with an ohia tree in the backyard, the loss of lehua feels personal.
Symbolically, it means something much more than just a flower. We are trying to convey messages, rituals, ceremonies through songs that require the usage of kinolau or physical manifestations of the forest in Hula's case. It's hard to use other things, but it's not impossible.
It might be safest to just call a general kapu on ohi'a lehua for this year.
Sam Ohugan is the senior scientist and cultural advisor at the Nature Conservancy of Hawaii. He's concerned that the traditional collecting of ohia plants could further spread the disease and possibly bring it to other islands.
If those materials are gathered from the wrong place and then moved somewhere else, or if people are moving around in those infected areas and don't clean their boots correctly, they could easily spread it much faster than it already is spreading on the island of Hawaii.
Recent aerial surveys by county, state, and federal agencies reveal the disease is spreading more quickly than originally thought. Scientists say tens of thousands of acres of native ohia forest are now infected. Flint Hughes is with the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Forest Service. He says even going into a part of the forest that's not infected can be damaging.
The very act of collecting opens up wound sites where the fungus could enter and could kill that given tree.
Hughes says it's unfortunate that this disease is impacting a part of the community that holds ohia in such high regard.
I always look at Merry Monarch as being a big part of the celebration of the culture and natural systems of Hawaii. To see this disease getting in the way of that is really a sad turn of events for all of us.
The Forest Service and DLNR will continue working with kumuhulas to spread the message until the Hula Festival begins in Hilo on March 27th. Molly Solomon for HPR News.